Welcome, citizens.
I'm Allie Grauer.
And I'm Drew Merzieski.
And this is Warda.
Previously, in Winds of Change, Griff attempted to figure out what Kaleth really wants, but Kaleth herself was still in the process of deciding. Although they were safely housed at the Chandali school, both Griff and Sandir wondered, what next? Did Kaleth want to go home, or was it even safe to consider that option? Gist, after seeing Ponce drop Igli off unharmed, decided to follow Roiland Ponce home instead of catching up to Igli in an attempt to find out more about who Ponce really is, and what he's up to behind the scenes. What she got was a startling confrontation and a torture dunk in a glass of water. This is Winds of Change, Chapter 13.
As quickly as I can, raid the spice cabinet.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I mean, there are cooks and stuff around. Like, it's not empty.
Well, right, that's fine.
They're probably all human.
This is how the Griff School prepares.
All right. Well, that's not a deceive, actually.
What I need to do is roll an academia and see which of these are the sourest and the spiciest.
Okay, roll an academia.
Plus two.
You find there's,
Wait, what does it say? Oh, that's okay. No, it's fine.
There's a spice called jelly pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it's like an actual jellyfish.
Right.
That they, like, season and dry, and it's very, very spicy.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And the sourest thing they have is Triton sap.
Right, I need a refresher.
Okay.
Out of game.
Okay.
Quickly. So we talked about how all of the different djinn were really receptive to different things and their taste.
Their taste.
Was it that like they taste things good really well and bad, like, intense flavors they experience
they have
more
a
intensely?
Heightened sense of taste.
Perfect! Excellent. That's what I needed.
While you're in there, can I have a brief discussion with Sandir?
So, like, everyone's getting ready, everyone's really excited, and, Sandir, like, takes you, like, to, like, a preparation area, and he's like,
what is it? What can I do?
I just need to say, please, don't hurt him. You can win. You can beat him. You will beat him. Let's be real. Please.
I won't kill him.
I am fine with that. Do not kill him.
I will not kill him.
I also want to let you know that I've decided to stay here with you.
Really? Really? Okay, all right. I'm going to go beat the smish out of him.
I want to kiss him first.
Okay. So you give him a big kiss.
Big kiss, and I slip him my favor.
What's your favor? What are you slipping him?
I slip him a piece of cloth that's like iridescent, like a pearl.
Okay.
Pearl cloth.
He takes that and he's like,
it's called pearl cloth. Pretty simple.
He does a Jorah Mormont like.
And I'm like a little disgusted by it.
Takes that off. Then.
I take it off and I like tuck it in his belt.
Okay.
This is
hello. Closest to your. Talking to
him.
Yeah. And he like walks you outside so you can get a good view and watch everything. And he's standing up out there waiting for you as you come back. So
right.
You have, I'm gonna say you have like two pots of the stuff. Left.
Oh, I didn't even need that. I just need like one like pouch full.
Okay.
Back pouches.
All right, two back pouches full.
I'm looking for the
ladder. So,
all right, I am ready. Sandir, do you have anything to say before this all begins? Why is there music?
The other
doors
students
are
playing. I assume all, like, the entire school is there.
Yeah, the entire school. It's like, people are, like, now coming out. Like,
yep. Now, Sandir, according to my school, each combatant must give a speech before we begin.
I promised not to kill you.
I'm sorry, it's got to be longer.
Avery says that, she's like...
Would you like me to go first?
I will go. I vow to...
I can go first. I may be small in stature, and I may not be a fish man in this water castle, but I promise to bring your perfect record to a close, Sandir Chundali. Because remember, I'm the human that saved your life.
Silence.
It's like silence. Like,
and while the silence is happening, what I'm doing is behind my back, I'm uncapping a hot air and jamming the top full with one of the spices.
Okay.
So the air pressure is building up.
Okay. Okay. And...
I feel like people around me are like, what a liar. Oh, typical human. And I'm like, no, it's true. I was there. I saw it. It did happen.
No, he goes,
no, it is true.
I told you.
In the back.
Elspeth. Elspeth's eating. She's always eating with legs spread wide open.
Oh, yeah.
It is true. Friend Griff here, he is but a lowly human, but...
I do love this fish man.
I love you too, friend Griff.
Finish your speech.
As friends, he did save my life, but for the honor of the Chundali school, and as someone who has never lost a tourney, I shall take you down.
Right, and the last step of the Griff school is as soon as we both let out one big yell, the match begins the second the sound starts. Are you ready?
We're just going to fight.
One, two, three, rah! Are you going to make the sound? It's not official until you make the sound.
No.
It's not official until you make the sound.
Wow.
He's got to come all the way across the ring.
Well, he's running towards you. Anyway.
Oh. Well, the match hadn't started yet. You didn't make the sound.
No, he didn't, but you're in his school.
Well, when does the match start?
Ladies, please leave.
No.
Ting, ting.
There's like a...
chime.
Man, he like starts running across the floor at you.
Right. Well then, I prepare to dodge.
Alright.
and by that I mean I'm going to launch the first spice missile in his face.
Right. Spice missile. What's your notice?
My notice? Regular.
Regular type.
What's the number?
Regular, zero.
Zero? Oh.
Normal type against a water type, who's stronger?
Let's find out.
So Sandy goes first. He's got a notice of one.
Well, now since I've been prepping this, can I fire it as soon as he runs at me?
Since it's notice, like, since that's the initiative, like, you can, you're preparing for it, you have it ready to go.
Okay.
So in this sense, you wouldn't have to be, like, doing while you're doing something.
Gotcha.
All right. For it.
So I was trying to catch him by surprise. I'm going.
All right. So he fights you.
Right. This is going to be bad.
So that's a five.
Zero.
So he has a plus five.
Hmm.
Well, let's just shoot for the reroll first. Oh, that's the exact same roll. Gonna use another. Can I?
Yeah, for the nimble fingers.
Oh, so I could have just gone up to plus four.
You could have just gone up to plus four.
Can I just do that? Yeah. I didn't understand.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll just go up to... plus four, so plus four.
You know,
so
however you
probably
want it to.
Dodge the first couple and then get caught.
Okay. So it's a... And he... So you duck under one, duck another, duck one more, and he brings it around and gets her in the stomach. That last touch. And then it's you. It's up to you.
Right. Well, then, I need to make sure this hits. So, nimble fingers.
Speaking of, give me the other two you spent.
Okay. they were gone in my brain.
Oh, yeah.
Nimble fingers, and ingenuity is the most powerful magic.
Okay.
I'm going to go for +4 to this shoot roll.
Okay, go for it.
Because I don't even have shoot.
Well, there we go.
+4.
+4, okay. And yeah, it's athletics, correct?
Yes. Athletics.
And he's very close.
That's a -1. Oh,
all right! Turn the tables!
Oh my.
That's
5 shifts.
Oh, 1 shift left! This is a gamble.
Yeah, you. Wow.
That's 5 shifts of damage if you can't mitigate any of it.
You can't mitigate that.
Would it be magic?
So then.
So
he's got 1 shift of damage.
Got 1 shift.
So you're 1-1.
Yeah, 1-1. So.
But he'll have fewer stress tracks than her stress boxes.
The stress is that you. You say you shoot it into his face.
Right.
Like you get in into his face, which means that he's temporarily.
Tasting it.
He's tasting it. It's very, very powerful. So
I chose the spicy one.
Okay. So he's taking a physical stress from that.
Cool.
Okay.
Alright.
Now it's his turn.
Oh god.
Now, with having a physical stress, that means it's a -1?
That really has no... stress has no real effect. So
it's as we build up.
It's as we build, yeah.
The stress eventually takes that. So he's got that stress going for him. It's a +5.
All right. Now, can I choose to acrobatics?
To...
dodge?
To dodge.
How? Like, if you make it sound awesome, yeah.
How do you use it?
I imagine I need to take advantage of. I need to make some space, and so I would do probably a couple handsprings and then like a backflip to get on the other edge. Because I'm agile. We've established.
Yes, you've established your agility. So yeah, roll
+3.
So that's a 2.
2 stress. That's fine.
So
you can just check off your 2 stress.
In my backflip, can I roll a Mechanica to load another vial?
Sure.
This is my last one, because she opened my other one during the dance. +5.
+5. So you... That's
a load. Midair.
Yeah.
All right. And when I land, I fire.
Well, all right, then.
All right. Go for it, because that's...
And,
you don't see he gets 2 hits on you before you...
Okay.
You
right.
Have 2 more stress.
Then I'll just use nimble fingers one more time, because I need to make this shot.
Okay.
+3. So it's athletics. He's at 0, so that's a 3. So
that's the sour one.
So he takes 3 stress rates.
He got it full in the face.
Yeah, that's the one he got. That's
so
what
maybe I hit him in the mouth this time.
Yeah, that was the first.
Yeah. He's like choking a little bit. But he's still gonna come.
That's fine.
Still gonna attack you.
Oh, chips.
Okay. This is a +8. Roll against it.
Can I acrobatics to try and dodge again?
Yeah.
Alright. I'm gonna keep my flippy flipping happy. This is bad. +1.
So it's a +7 shift.
Can I hop in?
Sure.
Alright.
If you wanna hop in, and because basically what's happened here is. So he gets that spice full in the face, and you attack him that way. And then he goes to attack back at you, and he gets 2, and you flip out of the way. And then he runs around the side, and...
Oh, get him in the mouth with the second one.
Yeah, you get him in the mouth, and he's choking and coughing as you, like, try to dance around. He, like, whack, like, backhands you
I imagine it's as I'm going for my third one that I forget is gone.
And that's your split second where you go, what?
Bam!
And he gets you in the side of the head. You like, side of the head, flip around, he like roundhouse kicks you in the face, knees you in the stomach, and is like about to bring it.
Enough!
I'm going to roll for Arcanica water.
Okay.
Because there's a bunch of water in there, right?
Oh, yeah. There's water everywhere.
So before we get too far away, we still have to take care of those seven shifts.
Yeah.
Seven shifts.
So I've got a severe consequence?
Well, so there's... I think... Broken rib.
Whatever.
Yeah,
what do you feel like this consequence should be?
This is something that's going to take, like, a couple days to heal.
I like broken rib.
That knee to the chest.
Yeah, you hear a snap and a pop.
Like, how, like, enwrapped in this is Tandir? Like, is he, like...
He's completely, like...
Like,
he's
the
got
discussion
like
the moment,
he's
we had...
He's got
sour
and,
yeah.
and gagging.
He's embarrassed and, like...
Yeah.
The human's doing things.
So, if you just break them apart... And no one technically wins or loses.
It's a draw on his record, so we're perfect.
It's a draw on his record's not perfect.
I know, but all things come at consequences.
That's fair. That's totally fair, girl. You do you.
So, are we good on your thing?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to roll for Arcanic Water. Plus one.
Can I spend a chip on that?
Yeah, can I spend a chip on that?
Go for it.
I would need to figure out.
You have quite a few.
I'm the grandest distraction in the room.
Yeah, you are.
So there's plus two more, so plus three. Mm-hmm. And let's see, can I do anything else? Gathering information for charm? No.
You could also use that just to reroll.
They've already given him that.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
that
well, but you can use it for a reroll.
Oh, let's do that. Oh, I need to give it. Yeah, I'll use that for a reroll. I'm sorry, I haven't got to do so much fighting.
Better. No, yeah, same thing.
Same.
Let's do another reroll.
What are you?
You gotta use a different.
What was the other one?
Thing.
For
characteristic.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You are the grandest distraction in the room, so that let you reroll.
Oh,
you've got to do a different one.
Were they
for
fighting
this one.
Over you because you're a woman?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
A woman?
So yeah, this is because you're a woman.
Because I'm a woman. Like if I was a dude, this would not be a problem.
Oh, this is even worse. Can I do anything else with these? Can I do plus two with one of them?
You can.
Okay, maybe it doesn't work. Maybe for some reason my water power is lame.
You can also succeed at a cost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe cost to it?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it ruins her gown.
No.
What? I don't want to succeed at that cost.
So
there are limits.
Yeah. I mean, I have a cost. Like, I already have a cost. Like, if I succeeded.
Yeah, you succeed, but what's the cost?
I tell Griff he has to leave. And I say, I don't need you anymore.
I think
losing Griff would be my cost.
That'd be your cost.
Yeah.
Do you still have the contract that we wrote out? Can I take a look at that?
Yeah, I do. I don't think he can.
I can't send him away. I can't order him.
You could use the S word.
I could use the S word.
But you have consequences to that.
I know. I don't think I'm going to use the S word, but can't I command him to leave?
Where is the contract? Because I seem to remember there being something like you can give him orders, but he has to agree with them.
Yeah, there is something like that.
Like he can't.
I mean, I'm giving him orders. He could choose to agree.
If I'm unconscious, I can't.
Consent?
I mean, technically that's consent.
You're not. No, it's not. Nope. Definitely not.
No, we can edit that out. Yeah.
Can we take care of that in post? Can we take care of that in post?
I was trying to help her. That
We're
was in no way, shape, or form my opinion about
combat.
Consent.
Yeah.
Not
good cover up.
Not.
It's true!
I know!
It's not cover up!
Good explanation, then.
Thank you. So you have said stop, and basically, how do you imagine it happening? It's up to you. If you succeed, you have to have a consequence of some kind. Mm-hmm. Either...
It could just be like whatever the consequence is of interrupting a fight.
Of whatever interrupting a fight is.
I mean, she wouldn't know what that consequence is.
Yeah,
right.
She wouldn't know what that
but,
consequence
is. I mean, you can make that up.
Yeah.
Since it's your consequence.
Oh, I get to make up the consequence?
Yeah. Well, Sandir would probably be pretty upset about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, maybe...
Because his perfect record would be ruined.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's...
I ruined his perfect record, not you.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Yeah,
that's
a possibility.
That's, yeah.
Maybe there's some, like, rule where, like, if you interfere with combat, you have to be, like, put in solitary confinement for, like, a certain amount
of time.
Or you're
banished from the school. Which then means that this bastion you are at and think is safe, you no longer have that.
That's a consequence.
That's a pretty big consequence. Would they make special arrangements if I was going to marry Sandir?
Like, if...
Could an arrangement come to pass?
Maybe...
Because Griffin Hood is only in my service until I'm married.
That's true. If you wanted to, you could formally say, right here and now...
I propose to him. I propose to him.
Stop in the name of love!
Yes.
She had her action. She has to finish her action.
That's right, good.
So if you want it to succeed, then I'm going to say that is... It is a consequence, because you are no longer... That is done.
Mm-hmm.
We will say that
But this is because, like, in my mind, Griff is, like, in dire straits. Like Sandir
mm-hmm.
is going to, like, break our agreement. And
he might, yeah.
He's angry.
Yeah,
he's angry
enough.
I've never seen him like that angry.
Yeah,
he's angry enough to
take him out at
mm-hmm.
this point. How do you imagine it going?
I imagine the stop! And then I imagine bringing the water up to, like, bring me down to where they are. Still holding the thing. And I, like, step in front. And I say...
In front of me?
You're behind me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm protecting you with my
behind.
Body.
Oh, thanks.
And he's like...
You have to watch it. It's better if you want.
And I, like, come into him, and I, like, slowly, like, put my hands up, and I, like, move his hand with the weapon down. And I, like, look up at him. And I'm like, Sandir. I get down on one knee. Will you be my husband?
Shut up, Griff.
He like looks.
It's not
like,
my fault. I have a broken rib.
He like looks up at Master Trudali.
And I look at him and I bring him back to me and I say, "Of course, this does mean that your perfect record will be broken.
It's
my
a
heart,
draw!
But my heart remains whole."
I concede.
I win.
And then I turn to you and I say, I'm very glad that you're happy that you won.
Suddenly,
I don't feel like I'm
Sandir takes your hand
mm-hmm.
and says,
Father, notarize this moment.
And he also, like, brings up, like, a water thing.
What if I don't approve?
You have a considered opinion.
You can voice your opinion and... You can voice your opinion, Griff, and all of those here attending will be the judge of your considered opinion.
I'm probably having a really hard time breathing.
Yeah.
Why are you talking, Griff? Come on, here's your opinion.
Everybody in the audience, well, I must be okay with him. He's not talking.
We'll say that happens. I
that's
can't.
Not consent!
Yeah.
Your hands
I'm trying to, and I can't do it.
Master Trudali, like, comes down. And, how does this go? Let's see.
I still won. The Griff School is real.
Yeah. He comes down, he takes both of your hands, and with water magic, he basically... he solidifies water. Not ice,
mm-hmm.
but solid.
Gel?
He like, it's not even gel.
No,
it's just basically crystallizes.
Oh, beautiful.
He, like, stops water from moving altogether. And you guys have rings now. And that, you're not married, but you are betrothed.
Promise.
We are betrothed.
And it is notarized, and he's like,
mm-hmm.
And that's binding. He's basically binding contracted you.
And I say to him, send word to my father.
And then we send runners to, like, go do that.
I wonder if he's like, do you want to say anything else? And I'm like, no, just said a word. I hate my dad. No words of concubescence.
No more words!
No more words!
No more words.
She wants to
say anything else?
My darling, I am so happy. When shall we be married?
And they say, in the morning. My love, in the morning.
In the morning? We must prepare!
I say it can be as stressful as we want it to be. But yes, a lot to prepare.
We're gonna have a water spout wedding!
Water spout!
It's a geyser!
Oh, God.
He goes, she turns to you and goes,
my friend, Griff, I am so happy. Thank you for helping to make this moment so magical.
That's right, walk away! So
took one up for humanity.
Lord. Yeah.
How's it taste? Is it spicy or sour?
I'm just like looking at Grub.
I did it.
Lord.
They call in a couple of humans to, like, help you up and, like, take you to a room where they can, like, they call a human doctor.
call your finest human doctor.
All right, yeah. And they're like, as they're taking you out, one of them goes, where'd you learn to fight like that?
The Griff School.
I'll take care of you. That's the end of it. So you guys.
First of all, we totally sealed it by shaking and winking.
We're partners now. We winked on it.
Winked on partners.
Who should we talk to first?
I mean, I want to go do everything that he came up with.
Okay.
Do you want to come with me for any of that? I feel like having you there for the Shrewsbury would be smart.
Yeah.
I can go
no, that's a valid point.
What do you think? Do you think
I'm
on my own?
Oh no, I haven't spoken with her in a while.
For you to
I
be
should
there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go to the wardens first, since that's a bit more time sensitive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Potentially a bit more time sensitive.
You head to Maeve and Kiernan's precinct. Basically.
And has it been 2 days since I've seen them?
It's been like 2 days. 2 or 3 days.
2 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're in the fourth ward, so.
Yep.
You guys are in Omnheim. So you head to the fourth ward. Takes you a good little while, like pretty much the rest of the day, to like get all the way out there. And you walk into their office, and there's Maeve and Kiernan, and they're like basically sitting at their desk, and they're like working on paperwork and stuff like that. And you're ushered in by another ward, and he's like, hey. Wooly. Tomorrow's
what? What?
You got company.
Call someone?
I didn't call anyone.
Okay, who wants to talk to us?
Hi!
Oh, it's the pixie from the... We asked her to help.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me get my
notes. Do you guys anything? Water? Or?
No water.
I'm fine, thank you.
Do you want tea, then?
Bigly.
Hello?
Some tea. He's like,
it's been a while.
I'm going to get some tea. So you take care of this.
Oh, wait, you guys know each other?
Old
wait,
friends.
Do you guys know each other? Nope, never mind. Good to see you again, mate. What's all this?
My partner here has
suddenly I sit down very business
on the arm of the chair that I'm sitting.
Just copying you.
Yes, my partner here has informed me that you are looking for information about 8 dead pixies. I seem to remember that a few years ago you were having trouble with the Ponces and the Maulers. Is this still a... Is this still a concern of you, or have you been moved off again?
You know I go where they tell me.
Hmm. I also know that you are able to go when they don't tell. Far be it from you to turn your back on a crime happening somewhere in the city.
It's not the way it works, but...
Not anymore.
Wooly comes in.
No, thank you.
Yes, please.
Go inside the bag.
Just hear some much change by that again. Okay.
We're not free like we used to be, Ailey. We do what we can now.
Really?
I thought you guys said you did what was right.
We do what is right. But we're scrutinized a bit more than we used to be. Thanks to that Ponce job.
Really?
Yeah.
Do tell.
Well, you want to tell the story, shall I? So, we get some information that the Ponce are moving some counterband to the city.
Hmm.
We go, check it out, go speak to the Ponce himself, or, you know, people who say they're Roiland.
Mm-hmm.
And we're this close, to bringing him in and a bunch of his lackeys, and we get pulled from the job.
Mm.
Now, what does that say to you?
That says to me that we can definitely help each other. Thank you. Oh, Lord. I explain the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I explain not the details of running with Kalaith, but I
he
explain
has something that he wants.
Yes, I explain that she is missing. He wants her. I explain the what I found in Wishnuz's study, and I explain that this I give enough information that would be enough to easily set up a sting operation, a public sting operation, where higher ups would have no choice but to act.
So you're saying, you have enough dirt on the Ponce to actually bring him in? Or at least to set up a sting?
Yes.
Don't you have that?
Shh.
So what's the information? Like,
wait.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's too cute. Is this real? Or is this because you have something that somebody else wants that you need something from them?
Whoa. Does that make it less real?
It does if he's lying.
It was just a hypothetical question.
Maeve. Oh, no. This is a time for a rapport roll.
You are friends with Maeve.
Yes. Yes, it is true, but also, yes, you are right, this does also help me, but even if it helps me, that doesn't mean it's not the right thing to do to take this guy down.
You got one.
In essence. That is a... Well, that's currently a 3, or do I want to reroll? I'll take the 3.
That's enough. Okay. Alright. We'll do it.
Excellent. Here's all the information I know.
Wait.
Yes, that is how goblins end.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any more details you wish to impart on our new friends?
We have no leads when it comes to those pixies.
Yeah, me either right now.
Like, they're pixies. They have no addresses. They have nowhere they came from. They're just pixies. Can't follow up on any of that.
With the big folk, there's paperwork. Everybody leaves a trail.
Yeah, and
pixies don't have that.
No.
Unless they do, and we just don't know about it.
Do we?
I don't know, do we?
I don't think so, but...
I don't feel like they do, but...
I feel like you guys are more free than that, but that's... It's up to you. If maybe you have ways of...
I feel like, based on...
Well, I feel like... I've always felt like there's ways that we keep tabs on each other.
Yeah.
Like, that's
like
definitely a thing. Yeah, and I kind of feel like that it's related to you can call someone's name. You
yeah,
know?
But
like,
if, like, my by putting your name in the box, that's got to be connecting, that's tapping into something.
Right. There's a deeper level there.
Which makes me feel like the name thing is not something that a lot of people know about.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that it's like you get control over a pixie,
no,
but it would
no.
be really annoying to constantly hear your name until you showed up.
It's
like,
kind of
that's
well,
the thing.
If it's something like that, the idea that you can tell when someone's looking at you,
yeah.
maybe for pixies, it's you can tell
if
when someone's thinking about
you
or looking for you, or if their attention it's the sneeze that means
yeah.
someone's
yeah.
talking about
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For pixies, that's real.
Yeah, yeah.
Where
yeah.
it isn't
absolutely.
For everyone else.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's what
totally
I was going for. That like
yeah.
that pixies are a word of mouth people.
Yeah,
that their contracts are word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Their
mm-hmm.
business agreements are word of mouth. Their jobs are word of mouth.
Right.
Their education is word of mouth.
So that's a little
nothing
codified
really
in their
yeah.
right
in their being.
Right.
Which is really hard for
absolutely.
Wardens to find.
Absolutely.
So we have nowhere to go with that.
Okay.
But we have you.
Well, yeah.
Do you know who they were working for? Like, do you even know the information? Like,
what
where was
they
that
want?
Going?
Yeah.
They just wanted to know what people were saying at the tide turning of Kalaith of House Serene. They wanted to know what people were saying at the party, what they were talking about, what
so
was going on.
Just a straight information dump. They wanted information just to hear it.
It's not uncommon
to
ask that of
pixies.
Not.
No.
It's not uncommon at all.
Sure does cover your tracks, though.
Well,
the only thing I know is that Haunt sounded like he had something information about it.
So the Ponce knew something. Roythan Ponce knew something.
We think so.
Why would you think that?
Because he said so.
Okay, so he has information, which that gives us probable cause.
Yeah.
I mean, to write them down that they...
I just...
It's an anonymous tip.
I think we need more. Because if we go... If we file this... probable cause that the Ponce had information about dead pixies?
Not enough. That's not enough. I'm sorry, nobody will care.
Even if there were eight of them, they're not. They've already told us to stop looking.
Yeah.
How many pixies are there in the city of Omengrad?
No one knows
nobody
that.
Nobody knows that.
I mean, you're asking
no,
us.
Yeah, you.
Like,
you guys.
I imagine your people are like in the millions.
But
like,
no one knows. Like,
right.
everybody sort of has this... It's like...
It's one of those things where you're like... It's like a cell phone. Everyone's got a cell
right,
phone.
Right.
But at
right,
the same
yeah.
time, it's like, how many butterflies on Earth? We can't,
yeah.
like, have a census.
Yeah.
You know?
And so all you need to do is be like, hey, Pixie,
butterfly
I need you to
right,
take this
right.
message for me. And they'll do it, because that's their job.
Okay, so then in that case, I know that
one,
there are, like, hundreds of thousands
two.
Of...
Oh, still!
Yeah.
Same one.
You okay. know you're... Your people are like, I'm not sure you guys are like a hive mind.
Okay. No, I don't, no, I'm not trying to summon anybody right now. I just, okay.
Can you do that? Do you
back
think you can
that
do
moment.
That?
I think I could put
but
out like
know,
a distress signal.
If you know, yeah, you can, that'd be interesting. Maybe you can send like a general distress signal.
Yeah.
And if you know a pixie really well.
Yeah.
You can like.
And probably hear it.
Yeah, like,
I mean,
a family member or, like, a very close friend. Like, maybe Yuri. Yuri
yeah.
was, like, one of the few pixies you could be like,
yeah.
I'm going to call Yuri and Yuri will come.
Yeah.
Maybe each pixie has, like, you know how, like, Verizon has, like, five people that you can have
yeah.
unlimited
yeah.
whatever with the day-to-day?
All pixies
yeah.
have, like, five
yeah.
people.
I would be interested to find out who heard any distress calls from those eight pixies.
That's very true.
Yeah, but how could we even find that out? They're dead.
Right. But pixies would have heard something at the time. And even if they didn't know what it would meant, they would know that something bad happened. And what
I mean,
scares me is we don't know when it's going to happen again. Because we don't know why it happened. Which means that a very, 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 very big number of citizens of Amengrad is currently in danger. And as wardens of Amengrad, it is your obligation, your duty, and your privilege to protect all those who reside here, no matter how big or little they may be.
Damn!
I agree.
I agree too, but...
Okay, alright.
How much, asking
yeah.
you, not the characters, exactly how much, with my earlier roles, how much do I know about the Ponce's activities? Put it another way. Could I set something up and frame Ponce?
It would take a lot.
Okay.
Like, that's like a long con.
Yeah.
Like, he's...
What if we had bait?
What kind of bait?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. A pixie?
Okay.
Like me?
Okay. I mean, we don't know...
I thought you were going to say fish bait, and I was like...
Like fish bait? Like...
like, wait, uh-huh. What he is wanting.
We don't know why they were killed. That's another thing. We don't know why they were killed. We don't know if it was just... A straight up pixie.
As far as
we know, that every single
is a dead end. There's no case.
But I'm the only pixie still alive from that group of pixies that got killed. I'm the missing link. We were all there at a party.
That's true.
Me. I'm the only one still living.
Wait,
I mean, I think I'm living.
I don't think you told them that before.
Okay. Well, I'm telling him now.
No, I know, that's great.
That's fine, I'm just announcing that.
Got
I don't
it.
Think she's
I don't remember
I think
that.
You kept that for yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's right, I did decide to keep that to myself.
So, you were there.
Silly, just passed.
You were one of, so there were supposed to be 9 deaths.
Well, that makes sense.
What do you mean that makes sense? I thought you
didn't
have any nines. I mean, or singles, or doubles...
No.
Or tens.
Fairies have a thing with odd numbers.
Pixies
yeah.
have a thing
fairies.
With odd numbers.
Oh.
What? Fairy? Fae? What?
Fae have a thing about odd numbers.
So 9 would be a good number
okay.
for you guys.
Got it.
Cool.
That would be a logical group number.
Gotcha. Sorry. Okay.
No, it's okay.
No, it's fine.
That's okay.
Sometimes
so,
I don't know things about my own race.
So why didn't
you're
you
terrible
go?
Terrible.
Really am.
Why weren't you there?
Because I went to take care of some friends and make sure that they were okay, and then we hit with some gnomes, and then I found out the next morning that the other pixies didn't make it to the next sunrise.
So who were you supposed to take the information to then? Or was it just a designated...
Yuri was our contact. Yuri lives on the flower pot by the canal on... address that I've written down.
Okay, okay.
Wait. But you were there. You were at the party.
Yeah.
So
what
did you find
out? Was in the chandelier. There's probably still like a clean spot of dust because they really didn't clean up there, you know.
What did you find out?
Well...
What was so important that pixies died?
There was a whole betting thing about this Lathe of House Serene. Her brothers were in on it, which I didn't think was very kind of them. Lady
Shrewsbury was poo-pooing about the fact that there was a goblin at the party. A lot of people were muttering about some human, Hanky Hurst. She was arrested for protesting peacefully, I might add.
So,
in Ward 6.
Read the news.
There is a...
That's it?
Well, look. How about this? Is it possible that one of them knew something?
That the other ones didn't?
The other one didn't. Is that possible?
Well, if that's the case, then you're probably safe. They probably won't come after you.
Unless they also think that 8 is an odd number of dead pixies.
But nobody's trying to come for you.
I mean, I've been moving around pretty quickly.
It's sort of a thing.
You have a home.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
outside of your job home.
Yeah. It's a birdhouse by a tree.
Have you been there?
Not lately, not in the past 4 nights.
It's probably good.
Yeah, probably is.
Where is it? Let's go. We're gonna go right now. He gets up and we're like, we're gonna go. Take us to your home.
How far is it?
It's like a 20-minute flight. 15, no, it's like a 5-minute flight. It's like a 5-minute flight from here.
Alright, don't fly there. We come with you, you take us there, okay?
Isn't it gonna look a little suspicious if I show up to my home with 2 wardens and a very austere-looking goblin?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Here's what we'll do. I'll take Iggly. We'll go to Blitz Randa. We'll start casing. We'll start asking questions of people. About this, about something different. We'll ask about the Pont and his activities in that area. Mm-hmm. You
I
and
have
Marswell,
a few names we could ask.
Yeah, we'll stop by. We'll do that. We'll go with her and figure out what's going on in the house.
Okay.
See if anybody's been there.
It's you and me, sweet pea. Sour puss.
Perhaps.
Come on, Maeve, let's go.
Should we perhaps exchange partners?
Sure, you want to change? We'll do that.
Since you two are pissing each other.
Oh,
that's all it was. No.
I was like,
do
you want to travel? What's the teachery behind this?
No.
End of episode. Thank you for listening to Warda. Warda was created by Ali Grauer and Drew Merzieski. You can learn more about the world at welcometowarda.com. You can also support what we do by joining us on patreon.com/whimsyartifice. The players are Nathan Thompson as Iggly Twitchwiggler III, Kate Booth as Gist, Bill Gordon as Griff Hood, and Mary-Kate Arnold as Kalaith Serene, featuring the voice of Eli Kurtz as Sandir Chandali. The music for Warda was written by Arnie Parrott. He can be found at atptunes.com. Additional music was provided by Kevin McLeod, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. You can find out more at incompetech.com. Warda is a proud part of the One Shot Podcast Network. Other fine One Shot podcasts include System Mastery follows Jeff and John as they scour the bargain bins of game stores across the country to bring you up-to-the-decade reviews of failures and secret successes in RPG history. Thursday night at 9 after an all-new Becker. That's all for now. Thank you for listening.